Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a duff less than a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Rosh Hashanah 14. The Gemara points out that a Braisa is taught the law always follows the view of Beis Hillel when they dispute with Beis Shammai. When it wants to act according to Beis Shammai, it can do so. You want to act like Beis Hillel, you can do so, but don't take the leniencies of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's wicked. Don't take the stringencies of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's a fool. As the saying goes, the fool goes in darkness. Why do we go like Beis Hillel? Gemara points out that there's a heavenly voice that says that we follow the law of Beis Hillel, and elsewhere I believe the Talmud or commentators point out we follow Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel used to talk about Beis Shammai's viewpoint first, showing humility, and Hillel himself was a fascinating character who had a ton of humility, a ton of patience, and a ton of marbitz Torah and moser nefesh for Torah. So maybe that's why we follow Beis Hillel. But in general, it's interesting to think about the idea of Beis Hillel. He would talk about other people's viewpoints first. And even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel used to have a lot of arguments, quote-unquote, in Torah, they still intermarried within the bases of one another, the Gemara points out. They still respected one another. And how wonderful would it be if we could learn from the viewpoint of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Those are real arguments for the sake of heaven. You know, like Pirkei Avos says, what's a good argument for the sake of heaven? Not that of Korach and Adasso, but like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the example that Pirkei Avos itself says, you know, the real argument for the sake of heaven is L'shem Shemayim. They want to try to figure out what is true in Torah. Everything is true in these different opinions, but what is the true opinion to follow? How wonderful would it be if the world would give credence, would give rationality to other sides of argument? There's so much divisive and there's so much arguments out there, especially regarding mandates and vaccines, especially regarding politics and religion. If we all could just respect each other, if we could all just love each other, even if we disagree, even if we don't see eye to eye on different things, you could still love one another even if you don't agree with everything. Why has there been so much warring, so much fighting, so much arguing over different viewpoints? Democrats hate Republicans, or Republicans hate Democrats. Chiloni hate religious, or religious hate Chiloni. If everyone could take a step back, have real ahavat chinam, have real humility, real respect for one another, like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would have for one another, the world would be at a better place. The Chavetz Chaim, I believe, points out that if the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of sinah chinam, and in every generation, it's as if we still have sinah chinam, we still destroyed it again and again because it has been rebuilt, as the Gemara points out, I believe in Yerushalmi. Chavetz Chaim, I believe, points out the way to fix this would be to have Ahavat Chinam. If Sinah Chinam destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the way to rebuild it would be have Ahavat Chinam, baseless love for all people, regardless of whether you agree with them or not. If you love one another, you could disagree, but respectfully disagree. Don't argue, don't yell, don't scream, don't put them down, don't call them words or call them names. Respect one another like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai did, and maybe we could finally have Mashiach and the Beis Hamikdash today. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 15 here on the TTD.